In hallelujah. So we are just going to learn God's word, and we'll minister to whoever needs healing amongst us. And you know, one of the things that Reverend would like us to do during this set of meetings is that we should learn also how to minister to the sick. So that's one of the things that is shared with us. Among the pastorates that he wants to achieve. He wants it to be that it's commonplace for a member of Noble House to heal the sick. That it's not, until when pastor comes, is that every one of us can actually, see someone that is sick or ask that is someone, not feeling well, and then you will just heal the person because you know how to. Because there is an how to. So we learn how to and we walk in it. Hallelujah. So let's open our Bibles to Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10. We want to travel down to the house of Cornelius this morning and just look at something that Peter said whilst there. Acts chapter 10. Father, we ask and we receive. That your word is taught precisely, exactly this morning. That the burden of ignorance in the minds of everyone hearing is dematerialized in the name of Jesus. That there is clarity. That there is correction. That there is conviction in the minds of men. Father, we receive every sick in this place healed this morning by the power of God. Thank you because it is done. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Acts 10:38. So Peter said this. He said, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So Peter said this, in the midst of preaching in the house of Cornelius. It was referring to something that the old Israel heard about. So if you go to verse 36, before the 30, it said, the word which God sent unto the children of Israel. So there was a message that the children of Israel heard at that time. You understand, when Jesus was walking the shores of the earth, when he was on the earth, there was a message they heard. Unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. 37, that word, I say, you know. He said, you know it. Why is he telling them that they know it? Because that word was published or was proclaimed or was announced during that time. Which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. Our God, what was that word? That's what I read first. We want to read it now. What was that message that was said concerning Jesus? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. You know, we've learned about the Greek word kai, which oftentimes in the New Testament is explaining what has been said earlier. It is not combining two different things. So the word and, when it is used most times in the Greek, many times in the Greek, it is explaining what has been said earlier against saying a different thing, like saying Sister Bimbo and Kikyogo's mommy. You have not said two different people. You are just explaining that Sister Bimbo, okay, Pastor Bimbo. You are just explaining that Pastor Bimbo is also Kikyogo's mommy. So they use it that way a lot. And that is the same thing that is happening here. Our God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, that is with power. So the Holy Ghost and that power that is being explained, they are not two different things. So what is the anointing of Jesus? The Holy Ghost. What is the anointing of Jesus? The power of God. Meaning that wherever you see Jesus, you see him with the power of God. He has been anointed or he has been endued with the power of God. That's what he's saying. So how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost that he is with power. Then, what did Jesus do with that power? He said, who went about doing good? Who went about doing good? Actually, Jesus went about doing good. It is not that Jesus stayed somewhere for people to come so that we do good to them. I don't know if you get the meaning of that. Jesus actually go around to look for where to do good, because that is what he wants to do. It is not that people are looking for the good. It is that Jesus will come to you to do you good because he is Jesus. Are you following me? So it is because Jesus is Jesus that he does good. Jesus is the one with the power of God. And with that power, he does good because that is who he is. So even if I am on my own and I don't want good, and Jesus comes around, he will do me good. I might even be saying that I don't even like this Jesus. I don't even like this Jesus. He will still do me good. Why? Because Jesus is good. Jesus' goodness is not dependent on me or on anyone for that matter. He's just good. And I cannot change him. I cannot tell him not to be good. It's just like I cannot tell Sister Abigail, you are not Sister Abigail. Even if I say that, she will just be looking at me, I'm Sister Abigail. You understand? Jesus is good. So even if till tomorrow, people do not, you know, people talk down on him or make jest of him or say, oh, you know, like the Pharisees, we're going to look at, like the way they, you know, they will tell him that you are healing by the devil, he will still do good. Nothing changes who he is. He is anointed, he says there, with the Holy Ghost, that is with power. And with that power, he does good. In fact, I want you to note that it's not that he does good alone, it's that he goes about. He goes about doing the good. Thank you. He goes about. Don't forget that. He is passionate about doing it. And so he will go to where something is not good and make it good. He will go. I'm not saying they are asking him. He will go there. He will go there. That's what he was doing when he was on earth. That was what he was doing. He will go. He went about doing good. So he seek for where something is not right to make it right. That is Jesus. And it is because he is Jesus. It's not because of the people that are involved. Are you following? Their behavior, whether they like him, it doesn't matter. Jesus is just a Jesus that goes about doing good. That is the Jesus that the Bible speaks of. Hallelujah. So he went about doing good and healing all. So what was that good that the children of Israel could mark out of Jesus' ministry when he was on earth? Healing all. I want you to note that. So when Jesus was on earth, there is something everybody knew about him. It is that he heals all. Hallelujah. It is good for us to know these things. You know, there is something that people knew about Jesus. The message that was heard about him and that they saw, which is what Peter is referring to. Peter is actually telling them that you know this Jesus. He healed all. Hallelujah. You know, Peter didn't say that, yes, he healed the people that are lame. But you know, for the people that are blind, he sometimes tell them to wait a bit. Peter said he healed all. Healing all. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So he is doing good. One of the ways that we see the goodness of Jesus, which is the goodness of God, because he said it's God that anointed him. Do you understand? It is in healing the sick. So if we say that Jesus is good, we are actually also saying that Jesus heals. Because Jesus' goodness is seen in that he heals. Jesus will not want sickness to stay in the body of any man. He will not want it. If he's there, what he wants to do is to drive that sickness away. He said healing all. And Jesus does not demarcate diseases, sicknesses, you know, their name, whether this one is different, whether this one is cancer, whether this one is headache. He just heals. As long as whatever it is sickness, he heals it. Hallelujah. Whatever name it is, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what name it is. He's a good God. is good, so he would just drive it away. Or he had the power of God is present with him, and that power can drive any sickness away. And that power is how will I put it now? Is regulated by his goodness. Are you following me? The power of God that can heal any sickness is regulated by the goodness of Jesus. Are you following me? It is not regulated by you. First and foremost. Okay, let me say that again. The power of God working in the life of a man is not regulated. The man does not determine whether that power will work or not. That's what I'm saying. So, whether the man will receive or not, the man can determine that. The reception of that power, you can determine that. You may determine that. But the power working or available to heal in manifestation, you don't determine that. It is God's power. It is God's power. God has determined that his power is available where Jesus is. Let me put it that way. We are going somewhere. Because where Jesus is, because Acts 10:38 tells us how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power. Who went about? So wherever Jesus is, God's power is there. Right? Wherever Jesus is, God's power is there. So that power that is there is not regulated by, you know, is not the determination of God's power being there is not dependent on the men that are present at that place or not present at that place. The power of God is wherever Jesus is. Hallelujah. Wherever Jesus is, the power of God is there. And the power of God always heals. Because in healing, God shows his goodness. He's good. He's good. And so he heals to let you see it. You understand? He heals to let you see it. He heals because he's good. He heals because that's who he is. He is a healer. Hallelujah. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So another thing I want us to see is this. Peter is saying something very significant. He says that all that Jesus healed, he healed those that Jesus healed, he healed them because the sickness or the disease that is in them is an oppression of the devil. You know, a lot of times we say that, oh, I've exposed myself to so much cold, so that is why I'm having this catarrh. That might be true. But first and foremost, whenever there is a sickness or a disease, always call it what it is. It's an oppression of the devil. Now, if I open my door, for whatever reason, I forget to close my door, and a thief comes in to steal, does that exonerate the thief? Is that thief not still a thief? You can tell me that next time, lock your door. Don't open your door. But for someone to come in into another person's territory to take what does not belong to the person is a thief. So it's the same thing when it comes to healing. You might have been careless with your health. It's possible that the reason why you have that, you know, sickness or disease is something you did. But it does not exonerate that sickness or that disease is of the devil and you can drive it out. It does not exonerate it. It doesn't say, oh, it's because I did this. It doesn't matter. He's still a thief. So if someone is a thief, what do we do to thieves? We send them out. We don't tolerate thieves. We don't say, sorry. Anyway, I'm the one that opened my door. You can now sit down and enjoy yourself. And Kuku take everything that belongs to me. You will say that. If someone is a thief, he's a thief. So if the thief comes in to steal what the thief should not steal, and of course, the power of God is with me to drive the thief away, I should drive the thief away. Hallelujah. So, another thing you should know is that sicknesses and diseases, they are not of God. Never of God. God does not use sickness or disease to teach us anything. Peter made it clear here. He made it very clear. He did a distinction. What's that distinction? Jesus goes about doing good. The devil goes about oppressing people. So, two different personalities. Two different things. So, where Jesus is doing good in that he's healing. But wherever the devil is oppressing in that he's putting sickness on people. Distinctions. Don't lump it up. So, give it the proper name. If there is any sickness or any disease in my body, this is an oppression. You know what an oppression is? It means the person is trying to press you down, trying to not let you do what you are supposed to do. And, you know, by the power of God, you can stop it. That's what we're seeing here. That's what we're seeing here. So, wherever Jesus is, he heals. Wherever the devil is, he oppresses. You should understand that. Distinctions. So, diseases and sicknesses, they are oppressions of the devil. But wherever Jesus is, he drives that away. Because with Jesus is the power of God. You understand? He said, how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost, that is with power, who went about doing good. So I know that what Peter was saying is that you guys heard it. You know that wherever Jesus is, there is always power to heal. It is not dependent on any other thing apart from Jesus is in that place. There is no other, let's mark this. Oh, did we pray 10 hours before the meeting? Do you understand? There is no other determining. There is no other thing that determines the availability of God's power. Apart from the fact that Jesus is in that place. So, once I know Jesus is somewhere, I know the power of God is there. You know, even the unbelievers, that's what Peter was even saying. They knew this. Do you remember the woman with the issue of blood? She knew this thing that we are saying. That's why we that we are saints, we cannot tell ourselves that we don't know it. She knew it. She was going looking for Jesus. Do you remember blind Bartimaeus? He was asking what is happening because he was hearing lots of noise. Then they told him that Jesus is passing by. He said, oh, heal me. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus said, what do you want? Why? He knows that wherever Jesus is, the power of God to heal is there. It's present there. So, what do I find out? Where is Jesus? That's what I find out. I just find out where is Jesus. That's what they used to do. Those guys. That's what they used to do. They would just say, where is he now? Just like blind Bartimaeus. Like, okay, he's around now. Hey. Oh yeah. Wherever he is. They don't at that point start checking their sin. Start checking how many hours of prayer. Mm-mm-mm. Did I pray? Did I ask him? How did I do? Mm-mm. In fact, the woman with the issue of blood determined how he will get it once he sees Jesus. Once she sees Jesus, I mean. She determines it. So, she was looking for how to get to Jesus. Blind Bartimaeus was like, oh, that Jesus is passing. Now is my time. Everybody that wanted healing during Jesus' day, that heard this message, they know that once Jesus is present, the power of God to heal is present. Once Jesus is present, there is no other thing to check. There is no other paper to check. Let me mark this. There is nothing to mark. The number of years of the sickness does not matter once Jesus is there. Why he came does not matter once Jesus is there. Whether I have prayed enough, it doesn't matter where Jesus is. Jesus goes about doing good. And that good is that he heals all. Hallelujah. So, the question we ask ourselves, is Jesus here? Do you understand? Because once I know that Jesus is there, the power of God is present.
Even me that I want to minister, that is what I know. That is the reason why I'm ministering. I just know Jesus is there. Jesus is here. Because that is what Jesus always does. He always heals the sick. Wherever he is. Always. Wherever he is. That is what he does. So me, I know that once I know Jesus is in is somewhere, I only borrow him my words. I borrow him my body to use. Because it is this same Jesus, this same Jesus who goes about doing good, that is here today. So that's all. That's all. In ministering gospel, for those of us, some of us are going to join in ministry. Don't think it's only Pastor Bimbo. It's not only Pastor Bimbo. You understand? And this is why we say Jesus is here. He heals all. Hallelujah. He heals all. There is nothing, you know, that this is what we should know about the power. See, it is easier to heal the sick than to get people saved. I'm telling you the truth. That one you will preach, you want to convince them. Jesus actually died. Healing. Just tell them wherever Jesus is, he heals. He's a good God. Hence, all those people that God healed during his day, they were not saved. You don't ask people, did you now do, you now commit that sin? It doesn't matter. Jesus will never ask that. So he didn't send us to ask such questions. That because somebody commit a sin, the person will not be healed. No, 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 no. Wherever Jesus heals, the power of God is present. To do what? To heal. Hallelujah. So if I am sure that Jesus is somewhere, I am equally sure that whatever sickness that is in that place will be healed. The variable is never the power of God. The one that swerve, never Jesus, never the power of God. It is men that can now say, I will come next week. Remember those guys, I think, is it John 5 now, where they said that when the pool is, you know, when there is a shaking of the pool, the stirring of the pool, the first person that enters, they determine that. They are determining that the first person that enters will be healed. That is men determining how many times they want to get the healing. Wherever Jesus is, the power of God is present to heal. Everywhere. Wherever. I want us to open to Matthew chapter 8. So you have understood that sickness is always, you know, opposite to the power of God. They are not in the same place. The power of God is here. Sickness is here. Jesus is where the power is. Devil is where the sickness is. Jesus will heal the sickness, or will drive away the operation of the devil. That's what Jesus always does. He's never the reason for your sickness or your disease. He cannot. How can he be the reason for it and he's still the one driving it out? He's not. He doesn't use sickness to teach us anything. He doesn't need sickness to teach us. His word is enough to teach us. Doesn't need sickness to teach us anything. Sickness has nothing to even teach because it's disturbing the body. It's not allowing you to do the things you want to do. So it's a thief. Just get it out of the way. And the power of God always does that excellently. Excellently. Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. So once I know that Jesus is somewhere, what else do I know? The power of God is in that place. And what else do I know? That power is always. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 8, verse 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, but let's read that together. 1, 2, go. Did you see that? I will come and heal him. He didn't even say, bring the servant. Did you see that? I will come. I will. Jesus is always willing to heal. Always. So he wants us well more than we want it. That is why, you know, ministering the power of God in the area of healing is so easy. Because the one that wants to heal wants to heal much more than you want to get well. His willingness to heal is higher than your wanting to be well. So just grab it. Just take it. It's available. You understand? I will come and heal him. I will come. Because that is what it's about. You know, we read that it went about. That is what we are seeing here. I will come and heal him. I will come. I will come and heal him. I will come and heal him. Don't forget that. Even in your personal life, you are noticing sickness or anything like that. Don't forget the willingness of the power of God. Just know God is always ready to heal. Always. Always. I will come and heal him. I want you to put your hand there and go to Luke 7. We want to see the same account in Luke 7. The same account in Luke 7. This same centurion. So this time around, we are reading from verse 1. You know, the way to read the stories in the synoptics, the gospels, what we call the gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, is when you see a story in one of the writings, and it's, you know, that same story is mentioned in another writing. Just read them together to get a full picture of what really happened. To get a full picture. So they are narrating events. So you know when you are narrating an event, the way I will narrate it might be different from the way Sister Bimbo, you know, Sister Buki will narrate, based on, you know, maybe our biases or something we note that time that really jumped at us and all that. But when you read their narratives together, you get a full picture of what really happened. So let's look at Luke 7 to see that same story. We'll read from verse 1. Now when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum, and a certain centurion servant who was there unto him was sick and ready to die. Verse 3. And when he heard of Jesus, I want you to know that. And when he heard of Jesus, okay, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. So when Luke narrated this, he said to us that the centurion did not actually come himself to see Jesus physically. He didn't. So he actually sent elders. He sent some people that are his friends around him to go and meet Jesus, that he should come and heal his servant. So what the presence of the centurion is his words. So when Matthew said that the centurion said, what Matthew actually is saying is that the centurion sent his words. So it was his words that he sent with those elders to go and tell Jesus. Alright. Let's go on in that Luke 7. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly. Those friends besought him that he was worthy for whom he should do this. Okay, verse 5. For he loveth our nation, and he has built us a synagogue. Verse 6. Then Jesus went with them, and when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter under my roof. So the centurion sent what again to Jesus? Okay? Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in a word. Did you see that? And my servant shall be healed. Say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. So this centurion understands that the healing power of God can be transferred with words. The healing power of God can be transferred with words. The healing power of God can be transferred with words. Let's go to Matthew. We are shortly Matthew 8. Okay. So Matthew 8 verse 8 now. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my foot, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. So the centurion understands that Jesus can send the power of God to heal through words. So the means by which the power of God can be transferred for healing, or the power of God can heal, there are different means. For the woman with the issue of blood, she wanted contact. This man says, Jesus, speak the word only. In this man's case, he didn't meet Jesus physically. That's even what I wanted you to see. He didn't meet Jesus physically. Jesus' words was enough. Because he understands that the word of Jesus is enough to heal. That Jesus can send power through his words. The woman with the issue of blood believe that if she touches Jesus's hem of the hem of Jesus's garment, she will be healed. When it comes to the healing power of God, there are different ways to get it. What determines the way? You determine. You can say that, as Pastor Bimbo is teaching, I will just stand up, I will walk around, and I will be healed. You determine. You know why you can determine? The power is already present to you. So, you can determine the one you think you are comfortable with. God is that magnanimous. The power of God is already present to you. So, you then determine. Okay? He says, speak the word only. So, verse 9, he said, for I am a man. I'm reading Matthew 8 now. For I am a man under authority. Verse 9. Having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Let's go to 13. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in that self same hour. You know, if you read the Luke account, you know when he says that, and Jesus said unto the centurion, he wasn't really talking to the centurion physically directly. Do you understand? He was talking to those friends that the centurion sent. So, how did Jesus heal the centurion servant? He spoke words. That's what I want to. Did you see that? Because he didn't even touch that servant. Do you know he didn't touch that servant? Because he didn't get to the house. He didn't get to the house. He didn't go there. He spoke words. So verse 13, he said, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. So where is the power of God? In those words. In those words that Jesus spoke. That is where that power was. In those words. Remember, the man already said, speak the word only. So the man already determined that the way I am going to receive God's power is through the spoken words. So the power of God can be transferred by words. So you can determine that, oh, once the hands are laid on me, and words were spoken, that is the power of God, you know, transferred to my body. You can hold on to the words that you hear and just keep saying that word, because that word is the power of God to you. So the power of God can be transferred through words. So go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the self same hour. So the servant was healed. Jesus spoke words. And without Jesus coming in contact physically with the servant was healed. You know, the implication of what I'm saying is this. It is possible for you to be in the meeting, and right there seated, you just receive the healing just through the word spoken. Without hands being laid, it is possible. Also, it is possible that you will say, once hands are laid, I will be healed. You understand? Why is all of those things possible? Because the power of God is always willing to heal. So, it comes down to you determining how you want to receive the power. Always willing. The power of God is always, 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 always. The power of God always willing, available to heal. Hallelujah. And where is the power of God? Where Jesus is. Hallelujah. Where is the power of God? Where Jesus is. Mark chapter 1 verse 41. We'll read from verse 40. And there came a leper to him. We are reading from verse 40. Beseeching him and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, if thou will, thou can make me. Do you know what this guy is doing? He's actually begging Jesus to heal him. And he's doing everything. You know when he says beseeching, it's like imploring someone earnestly. Begging, please, please heal me. Please, Jesus, heal me. That's what he's doing. Almost synonymous to crying and begging and like, Jesus, please, Jesus. That's what he was doing. And kneeling down to him. He's even kneeling down. Whether if I kneel very well, whether I will do it, whether if I cry. You know, sometimes they will tell us in church, the one that the hallelujah is the loudest, that is the one that Jesus will bless. That people will not start shouting. You know, all kinds and manner of things. You know, he says, if thou will, thou can make me. Definitely this man knows that Jesus can heal. He knows he has the ability to heal. But he wasn't sure of his willingness. He doesn't know whether he's willing to heal. Maybe in his mind, it's like, maybe there are days he wants to heal, and there are days he doesn't want to heal. Maybe there are some people he loves to heal. Maybe there are some people he doesn't really love to heal. You know, different misconceptions in the mind of this man. Where is a misconception? In his mind. You know, that you think God is something doesn't mean God is that thing. Did you get what I just said? That you think God is, this is the way God is. It doesn't mean that's the way God is. It is your understanding that has burst God in that your, you know, in that picture that you have given to God. So the guy was begging. He was crying. In his mind, he wants to get God to do what God might not want to do. Do you understand? Whether God might not want to do it, let me see whether if I beg him well. Whether if I kneel down. I think if I roll on the floor. You know, different things in his mind. But look at verse 41. And Jesus, hallelujah. He said, moved with compassion. Hallelujah. Do you know that our God is compassionate? He's compassionate. He's full of compassion. It doesn't matter how you get into it. It doesn't matter, you know, how long it has been. It doesn't matter if it was a mistake. It doesn't matter if it's a myriad of issues that you cannot even determine what is causing it. He's full of compassion. He will sort it. He's full of compassion. He said, Jesus moved with compassion. This is the Jesus we always talk about. This Jesus, this one you are reading about, is the one we always talk about in church. It didn't change. What just happened is that now he lives in me. Now he lives in you, if you believe. This same Jesus. So he will do what he always does through me now. So all the while when I was saying that Jesus is here, I mean we are here. Because the resurrection has happened. And in that resurrection, he finds a place. He finds me as a place to now live in. He achieved that through resurrection. Why? Because what he was doing when he was physically on earth, he wants to continue doing it. He wants to. He doesn't ever want to stop healing. So even if he is not here physically, he put himself inside of me. He achieved it in the resurrection. So that even when you cannot see him physically, you can see me. Hallelujah. So I want you to understand that Jesus is the one that has been speaking through me all the while, and he will act through me too. Hallelujah. He will act, not just through me anyway, through all the ministers that will be ministering to us. So, if you are here today, you want healing, I will call you and you come out. When you see us, know you are seeing Jesus. I am not saying to psych you. I am saying because that is the truth. Actually, when I speak, is Jesus speaking. He is the one that has been speaking all the while. I have only borrowed in my mouth. Because he gave me his body in the resurrection. Now I've given him my own body too. So through my body, he does all the things he wants to do today. Through the body of every minister that will be ministering to us, he's going to do all the things he always does. Because he's so good, so compassionate, that he will not stop doing those things. He went about doing good, he's still going about doing good now. How did he achieve that? He finds a place in a man. God's power is with men. Hence, even God became a man. Jesus. You understand? God's power is with men. We don't look down on the person that wants to minister. Looking down on the person is looking down on Jesus. You know, Reverend is not around. And you don't let that change your mind. If he was here, it would be him speaking by Jesus. We are here. Jesus will also speak through us. The constant is Jesus. That is what is constant. That's why I started the way I started. I wanted you to know that once you are sure that Jesus is somewhere, the power of God is there. The power of God is there. Verse 42. And as soon as, 41. And Jesus moved with compassion. Do you know what that means? How can this man think that I don't want to heal him? Ha! That is the meaning. How will I not want to heal you? How? I'm going to heal sin out of you. It is now sickness. You know, it's a greater thing, salvation. That the Spirit of God will be living in a man. That's a greater big deal. He's going to do that. So you are now talking of something in the body? Ah, that is what he was moved with compassion. He put forth his hand and touched him and said unto him, I will heal you, be thou clean. And that is what is telling you us today. If you are sick in your body, Jesus will. Hallelujah. He will. He will heal you. He will heal you. He will heal you. And it doesn't take so long for him to do it. He will heal you instantly. Instantly. He will do it. He will do it. In the words that I will speak and that all the ministers will speak, he will do it. He's so compassionate. He's too good to let sickness stay in anybody's body. He is compassionate. He's full of goodness. We cannot do anything about it. You cannot change him from being good. You cannot. Your sin is not great enough to stop him from being good. The lack of prayer is not so much to stop him from doing good. After you are healed, we will now teach you to go and pray. We will teach you to go and study the word, because that one is for your spiritual growth. But nothing should stop you from receiving healing. God is too compassionate. He's too compassionate. He's too good for you to go home with sickness. Come and go with sickness. He said he will. He said he will. So it's up to you. Are you going to take it? I will take healing power today. Say that to yourself. I will be healed today. I will be healed today. As words are spoken over me, the healing power of God will be transferred into my body, and it will heal me. The healing power of God will be transferred into my body through the spoken words, and it will heal me. It will heal me. Verse 42. And as soon as he had spoken. Did you see that? Words. So, you know, in a Christian gathering, you don't joke with words. Now, I said it, I think, one time that I was teaching. You don't joke with words. Don't joke with words. That's why you pay attention. It's not that a pastor is preaching. You are walking about. You are talking. You are... There is one word that you just hear, and it will just change so many things for you. Even in the explaining of God's word, you might have been reading something, you don't understand. Pastor will just say something, and you say, oh, that is that thing I've been looking for in my mind while I was thinking of that thing. So that is why we pay attention. The word of God is so sacred that, you know, you pay attention to it. You pay attention. As soon as he has spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him and he was cleansed. You know, I don't know how long he has been leprous. Doesn't matter. We don't bother about things like that. You know, but as soon as words were spoken, he was cleansed. As soon as words were spoken, he was cleansed. I want us to look at Luke and then we'll start ministering. Luke chapter 5 verse 17. Are you getting something? Hallelujah. Luke 5:17. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching. Who was teaching? Jesus. Is that same Jesus? So he's just his own wherever he is. You understand? I just look for Jesus. That's what I bother myself about. Once I know where Jesus is, that's all. For example, I know Jesus is in me. I know Jesus is in my words. I know Jesus is in my action. I just follow suit. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. To heal how many? All. So, who are those people that were there? Let's look at it. Pharisees, doctors of the law. The power of the law was present to heal them. So, and behold, men brought in a bed, a man which was taken with a palsy, and they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. Verse 19. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop and let him down through the ceiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus. Why did they do that? They knew that once we get to Jesus, he will be healed. They did everything to get to Jesus. So do everything to hear the words that the minister of God would speak to you. Everything. Because you know that once Jesus, through the minister of God, ministers to you, the case is done. They were doing everything just to get to where Jesus is. Everything just to get to where Jesus is. You know, if you have, you know, sickness or anything like that, you can can do everything to get to another saint. Let me just find Sister Moyo. She just lay hands on me. Because you know once you see her, that is Jesus. Do you understand? Hence, James told, you know, the believers that if you are sick, get the elders, then pray for you. What are you doing? You are getting to Jesus by every means possible. You understand? So they were doing everything. So until they got before Jesus. Now I want you to see verse 21. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason. They are thinking, saying, who is this which speaketh blasphemy? Who can forgive sin but God alone? The scribes and the Pharisees, they were arguing. They were arguing. And you know, from our knowledge of scribes and Pharisees and their relationship with Jesus, we knew they are always arguing with Jesus. They're always fighting with Jesus. They're always saying, you know, negative things about his ministry. But did you notice that even though they were present in this meeting, the power of the Lord was still present to heal them? It was still present to heal them. It doesn't matter whether before you came to today, just say, this God is not even good. I have been looking for a job. He didn't give me. He will still heal you. He is good. Your statement, your non-statement doesn't change anything. It doesn't. These guys, as terrible in quote as they are, as you know, not loving where Jesus' ministry is concerned as they are, the power of God was present to heal even when such people are around. So it doesn't matter who it is that is around. It doesn't matter what sickness it is. The power of God is always where Jesus is. That is my story for you this morning. My preaching to you this morning is that wherever Jesus is, the power of God is there. And I'm telling you boldly, sure, confident that Jesus is in me. So the power of God is in me to heal. That is my confidence. Jesus is in me. He lives in me now. He lives in every saint now. So the power of God is with me. Is in me. Is in my words. Is in my laying of hands. So what do? You come believing that Jesus is here through the words of pastor, and I'm going to be healed. Also, don't forget that it doesn't matter who the minister is. Through the words of the minister, I will tell you one testimony. There was one time we're having this kind of meeting some years back. I don't know whether Pastor Dolly can remember, but I will say the testimony. Maybe she will remember. I just went to see a gynecologist, and they said I had a lump in my ovary or something like that, and that I will need to take contraceptives and all that. I was still trying to have a child, and I'm like, contraceptives, when I'm even looking for having a child? So I didn't want to take, but they said medically that is what will bring down the growth of whatever that thing was. So when I came to church, we're having a healing meeting. I've been saying it before I came that when I go to this healing meeting, I'm going to be healed of that ailment. I don't want it. I don't want to have to take contraceptives. So that day, Reverend called Pastor Dolly as part of the people that will minister. So I didn't know whether it was Reverend that will minister to me or not, but I just told myself that whoever it is that will minister to me, I will take my healing. I don't know whether she remembers. She was the one that ministered. So she asked me, woman of God, you know, she always calls me woman of God. What is the issue? I told her. Then she prayed with me. She released God's power. And I went to see the doctor, and it was done. I didn't take any contraceptives. I didn't. It was done. And it was not Reverend that laid hands on me. I'm saying that to let you know, don't look down on anybody. Don't. It is Jesus that is a constant. You come ready to receive from this good God. He's too good. He's so good. He's mightily good. He's excellently good. Which other word can we use? It's just good. Just come, you know, with a heart to receive. And just tell yourself, whoever the minister is that will be ministering God's power to me this morning, I'm going to take it. I'm going to be healed today. I'm going to be healed today. This is, don't manage anything. No, say it's this one is okay. No, Jesus wants to heal it. I will come and heal him. That is the Jesus we are talking about. I will come and heal him. Don't manage anything. Don't manage anything. Don't manage anything. Don't manage anything. The power of God is here to heal. How is it here? In my words. In the words of every minister. And in the laying of our hands. So don't look around that, oh, maybe one fan will just fall down. That's how we know the power is there. No, no, no. Imagine in Luke 5. Everybody, they were there. Jesus was just teaching. I am sure they were not running around. They were not dancing in the Holy Ghost. They were not laughing in the Holy Ghost. But the power of God is present to heal. So wherever Jesus is, wherever the word of God is spoken, the power of God is always present. Always. Even if we are not, you know, even if, you know, we are the ones that call one healing meeting, one Holy Ghost meeting, one prayer meeting, one Bible teaching. Everywhere Jesus is, the power of God is always present there. So we can now call different meetings. So in any meeting whatsoever, you can receive healing. But we have called this healing meeting, and we will spend time ministering the power of God in the area of healing. Just take it. Do not put any embargo in your mind. There is no sickness that will not be healed today. None. None. Why? Jesus is here. Did you hear what I just said? Jesus is here. What he is good at is healing all that were oppressed of the devil. We will not let the devil have a field day. No way. He's not our match. There is no sickness or disease that is my match. So I am not fighting them. They are not, we are not sawawu. We are not in the same level. Do you understand? We are not in the same level. What we do to sicknesses is we drive them out. Like that centurion said, I'm a man under authority. I say to one, go, and he goes. I say to the other, do this, and they do it. The man is invariably saying that Jesus, if you speak to sickness, they will hear you. That's what the man was saying. Sickness is below us. Just look at it as an officer that is so below you that you can easily tell, go there. So that's what we do. We just drive the sickness out. We just tell the sickness to get out. To get out and get away. We don't discuss. We just tell the sickness to get out and get away. Because we know that our God is full of compassion. That his power is always available. Always willing. Always ready to heal. Hallelujah. Always ready to heal. Are you ready? Are you ready? Because the power of God has always been ready from the beginning. Jesus has been here since the first saint entered here. Whoever the first person was that entered. You understand? And he's here mightily this morning. Hallelujah. Mightily present to heal. To heal everyone. So,
by his stripes I am healed. By his stripes I am healed.
If you need healing, you can come forward.
By his stripes I am healed. By his stripes I am healed. Yes. By his stripes I am healed. 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 By his stripes I am healed.
Pastor Dolima.
By your stripes. By your stripes I am healed. Jesus, by your stripes I am healed. By your stripes I am healed. By your stripes, by your stripes I am healed. Oh, by your stripes I am healed. By your stripes I am healed. Jesus, by your stripes I am healed. By your stripes I am. By your stripes I am healed. By your stripes, Jesus, I am healed, Lord. By your stripes I am healed. By your stripes, by your stripes I am. By your stripes, Jesus, I am healed. By your stripes, Jesus, I am healed. I am healed. By your stripes, by your stripes, I every infirmity, by your stripes I am healed. Completely, by your stripes I am healed. By your stripes I am healed. You sent your word and healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. You are the Lord, you are the Lord that healed me. You are the Lord, my healer. You sing. Sent your word and healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. You are the Lord,
you are the Lord
that heals,
that heals.
Jesus,
you are the Lord, my healer.
You sent your word,
you sent your word, and healed my disease.
Arada shoka.
You are the Lord, my healer.
Say you are the Lord,
you are the Lord
that healed me,
that healed me.
You are the Lord,
you are the Lord.
You sent your word,
you sent your word, and healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer.
You sent your word,
you sent your word, and healed my disease.
Sarado sha,
you are the Lord, my healer.
You sent your word,
you sent your word,
and it healed my disease. You are the Lord,
you are the Lord, my healer.
And now,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
No way.
Do we have anyone that you already notice a change in your body?